Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Courier, a San Angeles novel by Gerald Brandt. Narrated by Ali Ahn and James Colby. Chapter 1. Level 3. Tuesday, August 9th, 2140, 4:30 p.m. The tires of the motorcycle chattered on the broken concrete of the road, breaking the quiet electric hum of the motor. Chips popped from under the smooth rubber, ricocheting off the boarded-up windows that lined the street, leaving small white explosions where they hit the gray, weathered wood. An old woman pushing a shopping cart full of empty cans and bottles glanced back at the barrage, ducking behind her cart. I slowed down. The bike hit a patch of fine sand and grit, and I stood on the foot pegs. The stuff was always falling from the ceiling on the lower levels. My stomach took a split-second free fall as the rear tire of the bike slipped out from under me. The tire was beyond bald, showing threads in some spots. I should have replaced it months ago, but money was tight. Shifting my weight, I pulled the balance point of the machine back and rode through the slide. The tires grabbed the road again, and I twisted the accelerator to get more speed. The city rose 7 levels high. My little piece of it used to be downtown Los Angeles. Now it was just a small piece of a megalopolis that stretched from San Diego to San Francisco. They named the place San Angeles, with smaller wards named after the original cities it engulfed. The roads on level 3 were pretty bad, and they only got worse on the way down to level 1, or as I called it, hell. I had never been above level 5. It was my dream to see level 6 or 7, but access was controlled, and I knew someone like me would never be allowed in. I found a smooth patch of asphalt, and the almost constant chatter was replaced by the wind whistling through the gaps in my cheap helmet. I stood on the pegs again as the bike hit another broken section. The smooth center of the tires slid until what was left of the knobbed edges found a tenuous grip. Other couriers kept their bikes lean and trim, with powerful motors and sticky rubber tires. When they had deliveries below level 4, they would weave their bikes along the street, swerving around the potholes, cracks, and other vehicles. I didn't give a shit. My bike was old and tough and could handle the road just fine. And so could I. Ride the damn thing and get from point A to point B as fast as I could, or as fast as the crappy rear tire would let me. Get the delivery done and get on to the next one. That's where the money was. The little I got, anyway. My day had started out like every other one. The alarm clock went off at 5 a.m., a piercing whine that could make small children cry. I was a pretty light sleeper, but I had found the thing in a dumpster on level 5, and beggars can't be choosers. I crawled out of bed into the cool room. It was always cool on level 2. That's what you get for living 5 levels away from the sun. The Lee family, the people who rented me my room above the fish market, never turned on the heaters at night. Most of the stuff in my tiny room was scavenged. My bed frame was an old door raised on cinder blocks. The chair, placed by the crates I used as a table, had had a short leg when I found it. Now it had 4 short ones, but it was stable. The only new things I owned were my motorcycle helmet and the jacket. The helmet was a courier standard, the cheapest I could get in plain black. It had the built-in comm unit and barely serviceable enhanced night vision, along with the standard stuff. The jacket was another story. I still hadn't paid it off. The interest the store charged me was atrocious, but it was worth it. The jacket produced power from air. The manual said something about absorbing local electromagnetic charges and storing them in its built-in batteries. I didn't care how the thing worked, as long as it kept my comm unit charged and gave the bike a bit of extra juice when it needed it. The jacket came with a taser. The thing was tiny enough to hide in the small of my back, and the jacket kept it fully charged. I called it a taser, but it was really a hybrid between a stun gun and an actual taser. If I needed to use it in close quarters, the probes wouldn't fire, and I could jab it into someone. The way I always thought of using it was as a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?